Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In getting ready for this sermon, I read about a young man who sold his small internet-based web design company for over $300,000. I was utterly amazed when I learned that he was just 16 years old and had invested his capital, the proceeds from the sale of his company, in a trust fund for college. And as part of the arrangement with the buyer of his company, he also agreed to consult 3 or 4 times a year with that buyer's marketing department, and to do so for substantial fees. Pretty good ROI, huh, Mom? He was reported to have said. ROI. These are huge words in today's corporate world. ROI stands for return on investment. The master in our reading from Matthew's gospel would be pleased. This young man with his own college trust fund at age 16 outperformed servants who had given their master a 100% ROI. On the other hand, the master's words to the servant who gained nothing, "As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." These words sound quite cold and uncaring, like something right out of our contemporary corporate world where the bottom line really is the bottom line. When you first hear the parable, it begins to look like the master in our story is after the same ROI that many modern corporate executives are looking for. Those who produce are welcomed into the joy of their master, and the poor, frightened soul who lost nothing, but who also gained nothing, well, he is downsized right out into the outer darkness. There is, however, more to the story than this. See, Jesus is telling this parable to underscore an urgency that his disciples are facing. He is no longer addressing the religious leaders of his day, mind you. He's pretty much done with them. They have rejected both the message and the messenger. It is for his followers that Jesus now has a real concern. And he is saying that there is no middle ground when it comes to him. You cannot be a little bit for me, he is saying, and a little bit against me. There is a great division coming, a reckoning that will separate those who have believed in me and those who have not. If you would follow me, you must make a commitment. When you follow me, there is a requirement as well as a reward. You must be faithful with the opportunities that you are given. And so Jesus is speaking with his disciples on the threshold of a crisis. He will soon depart, and they will be left to carry on. This is not a matter of, it would be nice if they were fruitful and productive for their Lord and Master. No, this is a matter of, it is required. Does this mean that Jesus is seeking ROI? Well, not in the bottom line sense that corporate America talks about it. But there is a bottom line of sorts in the spiritual world. Perhaps ROI for us Christian folk would mean that God expects a return on the incarnation. For after all, the coming of Christ as the Redeemer was a kind of spiritual investment of immeasurable proportions. St. Paul said it, "You are not your own. You were bought with a price." And in the first letter of Peter, it's talked about this way. "You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." So here's an amazing fact that should call us all to attention. This amazing price Christ paid on our behalf has now been entrusted to our care. The greatest stewardship of all is a stewardship we practice with this message when we share it with the world. Financial stewardship is important, but it's not the most important stewardship of all. Stewardship of time is important, but it's not the most important stewardship of all. Stewardship of talents is important, but it's not the most important stewardship of all. The most important stewardship of all is the responsibility we have to do everything we are able to do to spread the word about the immense price Jesus willingly paid for us and for our salvation, yea, for the salvation of the whole world. So the big news in this parable is that there is great joy in developing and using our talents in a lifelong participation with the one who created and saved us. And the most wonderful thing of all is that this joy has just begun. And count on it, this joy will never end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.